Hello and welcome to the very first Kringle Talks Christmas. My name is Chris Kringle, your host, and as you can tell, I'm from the UK. Lovely little town in the UK called London in England. And I thought I'd decide to start a little podcast regarding Christmas and the different traditions of Christmas, taken from the very own Christmas Past by the wonderful Brian L, who is the legendary godfather of Christmas podcasts. So, in essence, during this time of podcasting, I hope to do some sort of justice along the line. And over the course of however long I keep the podcast running, I should be able to hopefully share some joys and some Christmassing musings or spirits during the festive period, which, to be honest with you, I enjoy all year round. So a little bit about myself. Like I said, I'm from the UK, I'm from London, but have always absolutely loved Christmas, and you know, just the traditions of Christmas, the atmosphere, the music, the comfort, the warmth that Christmas brings, the lighting, the decorations, everything that one can associate with Christmas is what I'm about, really, to be honest with you. And today's episode, the first ever episode I'm going to talk to you about, is not an English tradition. It's actually a Scandinavian tradition called Tomte, which you may have seen a recent tradition, especially in the UK, of small Santa-like figures with long pointy hats, a button nose and no eyes to be seen, appear in retail shops across the UK and Europe. These are called Tomte. I was first introduced to these several years ago when I travelled to Sweden during the Christmas holiday and instantly fell in love with them. Yesterday I went out with my family and I saw a whole load of these in retail shops, and I thought, now's the time to get them out, because we're coming up to the end of, or the middle of October, and you know, the Christmasing period will get underway very shortly if it hasn't already. I know across the pond it probably hasn't yet because of Halloween and Thanksgiving, but definitely over here in the UK, Halloween is not the biggest of celebrations, and Thanksgiving is virtually unheard of, really. So Christmas items, Christmas decorations, they're all out in the shops already. So what exactly are Tomte? Now, a Nisse, which is Danish translation, or Tomte, which is Swedish, is a mythological creature from Nordic folklore, today typically associated with the winter solstice and the Christmas season. They are generally described as being short, having a long white beard, and wearing a conical or knit cap in grey, red, or some other bright colour. They often have an appearance somewhat similar to a garden gnome. The Nisse is one of the most familiar creatures of Scandinavian folklore, and has appeared in many works of Scandinavian literature. With the romanticization, I should have researched this beforehand, and collection of folklore during the 19th century, the Nisse gained popularity. Tomte, or Tontu, with Finnish, also called Nisse in Norway, are solitary, mischievous, domestic spirits, responsible for the protection and welfare of a farmstead and its buildings. Tomte are folklore creatures originally believed to stem from the soul of the first farm owner, then becoming a spirit figure, ensuring the farm's continuous care. Tomte have a love for tradition that they don't like change. Probably much like myself. Anyways, they are ancestral figures who demand respect. Farms were often isolated, and inhabitants lived through long, dark winters. The Tomte figures sprang from their imaginations and began companions to keep solitude at bay. Tomte literally means homestead man, and is derived from the word tomt, which means homestead or building. Nisse, as is called in Norway, is derived from the name Nils, which is the Scandinavian form of Saint Nicholas. We all know it's Santa Claus. A Tomte is described as a little old man 3 feet high with a long white beard, wearing grey, brown or navy clothes with traditional boots, and a sporting a red right cap on his head. There are different dress codes for the different types of Tomtes. The one living in the stables with the animals wear mostly grey clothes, while the ones in the main house are dressed more neatly, combining some colours with the grey, such as blue or dark green. There are Tomte residing in the pantry and the barn, watching over the household and farm. They are responsible for the care of the house and farm animals, especially the much valued horses. The Tomte have an enormous capacity for work, but will not tolerate anyone's interference. A sure way to offend a Tomte is rudeness, pretty much like myself. Anyways, maids or farm workers swearing dirty outhouses and stables or not treating creatures well are all things that would incur his disapproval. If anyone spills anything on the floor of the house, it is advised to shout a warning to the Tomte so that he doesn't fall into the puddle. If he ever is offended in any way, he could play all kinds of pranks such as binding all cows' tails together, turning objects upside down, or even breaking things. The use of the word Tomte in Swedish is somewhat ambiguous, but often when one speaks of Jultomten, again, should have really researched these words. I'm learning Swedish at the moment. Jultomten, which is Santa Claus, or Tomten, also Santa Claus, one is referring to the more modern version. While if one speaks of Tomta, plural, or Tomtana, plural, also, one could also likely be referring to the more traditional. The traditional word Tomte lives on an idiom. An idiom? Wow, this is a struggle even for me. Referring to the human caretaker of a property, Hustomten, as well as referring to someone in one's building who mysteriously does someone a favour, such as hanging up one's laundry. A person might also wish for a little Hustomte to tidy up from them. The Tomte stars in one of the author Jan Brent's children's stories, Hedgie's Surprise. Now, being from England, we like to, traditionally anyway, translate a lot of things into English and what it means. So while the term Nisse is the native Norwegian, is retained in Pat Shaw's Iverson's English translation from 1960, appended with the parenthetical remark that it is a household spirit, H.L. Breikstad, 1881, chose to substitute Nisse with Brownie. Brynninsel's Dictionary 1927 glossed Nisse as a goblin or a hobgoblin, referring to its appearance. In England, in the English editions of Hans Christensen's Andersen's Fairy Tales, take the Danish word Nisse, has been translated as goblin, for example in the tale of the Goblin and the Grocers. So again, once I said, the appearance traditionally ascribed to a Nisse Tomte resembles that of a garden gnome, figuring for outdoors, which are in turn also, these are difficult words, also called Trädgårdstomte in Swedish, Havnisse in Danish, and Hagenisse in Norwegian, and Pyytäjätonttu in Finnish. That's enough words for me for the day. We will always cherish the Tomte as it keeps the spirits up during the dark winter nights leading up to Christmas. So, a little background on the Tomte. There you have it. So, what do you think of the Tomte? I'd like to know your thoughts and opinions. My own personal opinion, like I said, when the first time I ever saw one, I instantly fell in love with them. And they've become a certain stay in my household anyway. Every Christmas I bring them out. I think I have about 5 or 6 of them. Different varying sizes, different varying colours. But traditionally, grey and red. So once again, I'd love to know your opinion on them. Love to know what your thoughts are on the whole Tomte tradition. If you have encountered them where you are from in the world, I'd love to hear your stories of them and what they mean to you and what they bring sort of joy-wise to you. And also, hope you can forgive me if you are from Scandinavia and you do listen to this, that I've mispronounced most of the words wrong or had a few stutters along the way. I do apologise. However, this has been your first episode of Kringle Talks Christmas. Once again, my name is Chris Kringle. You can find me on all available podcasts, whether that be iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other likes. You will find me on all of those. But until next time, guys, keep the spirits up, and I hope to see you again very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.